The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Greetings, dear guest. Thank you so much for coming to this private tea with me. Please make yourself at home. Natasha will be serving us a rich, full-bodied black tea grown in a secret region of Ceylon by some friends of the library. Here she is. Please don't make any sudden moves, as Natasha pours our tea, my guest. It distracts her. Thank you, Natasha. Always so steady and reliable, our Natasha. Thank you, Natasha. My tea is exactly the same as yours, except my cup is an antique, and yours is a replica of the antique. Natasha knows not to mix them up. Now that you're comfy and we're alone, I want to ask you something personal, my guest. Do you, keep any secrets? I'm not asking you to tell me what they are, mind you. I'm inquiring if you keep any truly deep, real secrets for yourself or someone else. The kind of secret you have no intention of ever telling. It may surprise you to learn that I have a secret or two like this. And it's strange how they've become, you know. They're somehow no longer secrets when you know you'll never tell them. A secret seems to be something that one day will be revealed. But these, well, they're so deep that they have shed their label. And they're just nothing. Help yourself to the cream and sugar and ground teeth, won't you? There you go. Lovely. Tonight, my dear guest, I want to tell you something you seldom hear about in the art world. A world in which most works are taken for what they are, or seem to be, which is face value. You see the Mona Lisa, you understand it to be what it is intended to be seen as, an enigmatic painting of a coy, beautiful woman surrounded by a soft landscape. And while some paintings can be intentionally infused with mystery or cryptically layered with imaginings of surreal creatures, mixed with static objects for you to interpret as you like, Even these have their face value. Now, I'm of course determined to direct your attention to something so haunting and deeply hidden. It was buried both literally and metaphorically, and never meant to be found, and yet it was. This chilling secret was astonishingly sensed many years later by another artist. One, given his bombastic ways, you might not expect to have any such perceptive abilities. Let us begin. This simple pastoral artwork of interest is by 19th century painter Jean-François Millet. He is credited with being part of the realist movement during the mid-1800s. You may like to envision him as a pleasant-faced man with unkempt, dark brown hair and a full bushy beard and an unflinching, honest expression. Now, what's curious about the plainish painting from Millet from the start is that people have been inexplicably drawn to it and compelled to display it in all kinds of settings, from businesses to their homes, and even in the background in movies and on television shows for years. Especially if they were trying to portray earnest, forthright, loving characters. Long before this painting's secret was revealed, thousands of prints of it were sold. The simple two-person painting is entitled The Angelus. It was painted in 1859 and is one of a trio of paintings by Millet. I'll describe it in further detail for you soon. First, a little background. Born in 1814, Millet was the son of a poor French farmer. He spent his youth toiling in the fields with his father, living that earnest kind of life, and saving up money to be sent to art school. In 1841, he fell in love with and married Pauline Arnoux. The happy couple moved to Paris, where Millet was set to become a popular portrait artist. Inside of just 3 years, his artwork was rejected, and Pauline contracted tuberculosis and died. He returned home to the family farm, a broken man. He was just 30 years old. By this time, despite having graduated from one of the finest art colleges in the world, Millet's artwork was not popular, not being shown, and was being panned by critics and painted over by Millet as he struggled to find his voice as an artist. A full decade after the loss of his first wife, Millet's life path seemed to take a better turn. And this is what we all hope for, is it not? He fell in love with and married Catherine Lemaire. The couple were immensely happy together, raising 9 children over the length of their marriage. Millet began to paint a topic that was gaining in popularity during these times, landscapes. But he was including an element that was slightly unpopular, peasants. He brashly showed commoners in their workaday clothes, featured them in their dusty pastures, tending their dirty animals. The very animals that fed people that bought fancy paintings of landscapes. without peasants in them. Millet's work was selling better, though, once he began painting what he knew. Eye-catching and beautiful, he portrayed the rustic, sun-bathed characters of the true lives of provincial workers. And trust me, dear guest, the heartfelt, often soul-touching recreations of the day-to-day moments captured by Millet are stunning. During his lifetime, Millet's paintings fetched only average or fair amounts. The painting of interest to us here, The Angelus, sold in 1860 for 1,000 francs, or roughly $191 at the time, which was a handsome amount considering the subject matter. A vast farm field with a country couple. A man and a woman stand with their heads bowed in prayer. With a meager basket of potatoes at their feet. In the distance, a tall bluish church steeple can be seen piercing the open sky. This sight was a solemn depiction of a typical daily religious practice commonly known throughout France at the time, referred to as the Angelus, a brief call to prayer that happened three times each day, during which the church bells rang out across the land. When they were heard, all work was halted, and all persons bowed their heads and gave silent thanks for their life, their family, and bounty. So seeing the scene set in paint this way would have been instantly recognizable as typical to everyone. It's a couple giving thanks for their harvest, plain and simple. The artist even stated this was the obvious point of the subject matter, as he was asked once if he was trying to make a political statement. Millet said the painting was merely a memory of life on the farm, and nothing more. The Angelus was part of a noted trio of paintings by the artist. First, there was The Sower, a rugged, solitary farmer painted mid-stride crossing a field. From a canvas bag, he confidently cast his seeds to the ground. A fiery horizon warms the background of this scene. Next, there's The Gleaners. Three peasant women, all in long skirts, headscarves, and aprons, all bent to their work in the noonday sun, their nimble fingers gathering the very last bits of grain that might be collected to feed a child or animal so that nothing should go to waste. And last, there's the Angelus, that parted couple, seemingly giving thanks for their scant crop. The man on the left, with his doffed hat held in his hands, and the woman in a simple bonnet and apron, her hands clasped, raised in prayer to her bosom. Both have bowed their heads. The small basket of few potatoes rests at their feet. The church spire rises behind the prayerful woman. A pitchfork is thrust into the furrowed field beside the somber man. As a child, Salvador Dali, the future flamboyant surreal artist, was struck by the sight of this simple painting, The Angelus, that hung in his classroom at grammar school, saying that it made him feel strange inside. He became obsessed with the painting into adulthood. He claimed to see the characters from it come to life in his dreams, to know them in deep and profoundly emotional ways. He said he had striking visions about the painting that flashed in his mind. Crippling recollections, then fleeting impressions that left him troubled and filled with angst, bewilderment, and grief. Dali himself worked and reworked the two featured characters, the man and the woman, into his own paintings over and over again in an attempt to understand them, to help them, to console them. He became convinced the two people in the painting were broken. When the technology became available, Dali requested that the painting be X-rayed. And nearly 100 years after Millet painted it, in 1963, the Louvre granted Dali's wish and X-rayed the now world-famous priceless painting. Beneath 7 layers of thick oil paint, beneath the sparse basket of potatoes, was a child's casket. All this time, they weren't giving thanks for a few humble vegetables. They were burying their child. Most people who see The Angelus by Jean-Francois Millet today do not know the true nature of the painting as they view it. No one in the past ever did. Its value continues to climb now because of its sad, hidden nature, and untold thousands of copies are sold around the world each year without any mention of it. Here's to keeping secrets, no matter how deep. Right? Now, how about we top off your tea? Here's Natasha. Aunt Natasha has brought you our goodnight blend after my grim tale to ensure a better mood for you and some luck. Thank you, Natasha. Why don't you just relax a few moments and have a little bit more tea before you go? There we are. Thank you so much for having tea with me. And any changes to your reflection should return to normal by maybe tomorrow. Thank you so much for visiting. Good night, my dear guest. Good night. The Midnight Library would like to thank everyone at Astonishing Legends. Our excellent sound design is by Chris at Sounds Like an Earful. We are here because of our beautiful patrons who donate at patreon.com/midnightlibrary. That's where all the real fun happens. Find our weird presence on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And our even weirder merch at redbubble.com/people/midnightlibrary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.